Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Polokwane 31, Pretoria 32, and Rustenburg up to 35 degrees. The Gauteng provincial government recorded 207 suspected food poisoning cases between February and September this year. This was revealed by the MEC for Economic Development in the province, Lebogang Maile.
As a department mandated with facilitating, promoting and developing economic growth in the Gauteng city region, we are deeply concerned about these developments and their implications for the provincial economy, public health and the cohesion of communities.
He addressed the media a short while ago. And another briefing we'll be following is one of Minister Siviwe Gwagube on her department's readiness for the matric exams that starts tomorrow. Former Joburg Mayor and Aljamar Councillor Kabelo Gwamanda has reportedly been arrested for allegedly scamming unsuspected residents. News 24 reports that Gwamanda ran an alleged scam where his business, Itemba Lama Africa, conned unsuspecting Soweto residents in a funeral scheme and went off with their money. His arrest follows an investigation by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. Still in the city of Gold, Johannesburg Waters says it's closely monitoring the rise in high water demand that's affecting its reservoirs and water towers. Spokesperson Nombuso Shabalala says they're enacting vital water demand management interventions to stabilize all systems. And this includes isolating water where there are leaks and bursts and then repairing and fixing it.
This may result in poor water pressure or a complete lack of water in certain suburbs, particularly in high-lying areas. Systems that are currently being monitored include the Commander system, which comprises Brixton, Crosby and Hurst Hill. The South Hills Tower is currently supplying at a fair capacity due to satisfactory inflow pressures.
And also remember about those warnings of severe thunderstorms later this afternoon in Gauteng and other provinces. According to the Weather Service, the rain will also hit the eastern parts of the Free State, northwest, the southern and central parts of Mpumalanga, and the central parts of KwaZulu-Natal. Here's forecaster Lehlonolo Tobela.
These severe thunderstorms expected to result in heavy downpours that might lead to localized flooding, damaging winds, as well as a possibility of hail for the northeastern provinces.
And to the Middle East, the Israeli military said that in the last hour, about 70 projectiles were identified crossing from Lebanon into Israel minutes after the country's air defense system intercepted some of them. Israel launched an attack on several targets in South Lebanon, saying the attacks were aimed at Hezbollah targets. On Thursday, Hezbollah had vowed to launch a new escalatory phase in its war with Israel. And finally, police at the OR Tambo International Airport intercepted pieces of 10 kilograms of rhino horn at the cargo shipment warehouse area. Spokesperson Athlenda Mate for the police says they were busy with routine operations when they discovered a suspicious artistic sculpture. She says they scanned it and, after further inspection and grinding of the sculpture, discovered four pieces of rhino horn. I'm Marlene Fischer with Nies Die Uur. Kommer oor die township economy se uitdagings.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music.
Baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't.